Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Rung Thai Thai podcast. Today, we will tell the story of Grasu. Grasu, once a beautiful woman who was burned to death. Grasu is cursed to be forever hungry, and so sets off each night in each search of blood and flesh living as a normal person by day. But nightfall, the head detaches from the body into quite the frightful sight, a floating head with viscera dangling below. Grasu will dine on animals or faces if she can't find the pregnant lady or newborn baby, and wipe her bloody mouth on clothes hanging outside, which is why Thais ensure not to leave things out overnight. So I'm going to tell you that this is the common, well-known for Thai people, especially in Northeastern, that there is a Grasu story. Just when the Grasu, for the old generation, they will say that the old lady who is Grasu, right, she will split out the water into the water and send this water into another young lady. So the curse will be like in the cycle forever. And it is very common belief shared across Southeast Asia. As such, its origin is difficult to verify. However, there are many Thai folk or many movies about this story. So it's under a curse that makes it ever hungry and always active in the night when it goes out hunting to satisfy its gluttony, seeking blood to drink or raw flesh to devour. It may attack cattle or chicken in the darkness, drinking their blood and eating their internal organs. It may also prey on pieces of cattle, such as water buffalo, that have died of other causes during the night. If blood is not available, Grasu may eat feces or carrion. Clothes left outside would be found soiled with blood and excrement in the morning. Allegedly, after she had wiped her mouth, therefore, villagers would not leave clothes hanging to dry outside during the night hours, otherwise their clothes might be stolen from Grasu. Moreover, Grasu also plays on pregnant women in their homes just before or after the childbirth. It howls around the house of the pregnant women, uttering sharp cries to instill fear. It uses an elongated proboscis-like tongue to reach the fetus or its placenta within the womb. This habit, among other unmentionable things that this spirit does, is believed to be curse of many diseases affecting women mainly in rural areas during their pregnancy. In some cases, they may catch the unborn child and use its sharp teeth to devour it in order to protect pregnant women of becoming victim of Grasu. Their relatives place thorny branches around the house. This improvised thorny fence discourages Grasu from coming to suck the blood and causing other sufferings to the pregnant lady within the house. After delivery, the women's relative must take the cut placenta far away for burial to hide from the Grasu. There is the belief that if the placenta is buried deep down enough, the spirit cannot find it. The Grasu hides the headless body from which it originates in the quiet place because it needs to join it before daybreak, living like a normal person during the day. Although having a sleepy look, to crush the still headless body. After Grasu is fed of the spirit, the flying head will return after hunting, but rejoin with the wrong body, which will lead to suffer and torment unto death. If the top part of body fails to find the lower half before daybreak, it will die in terrible pain. Grasu will also die if his instinct get off, cut off, or body disappear, or get hidden by someone. Some folk believe, hold that, the creature can be destroyed by burning it. The main foes of Grasu are mobs of angry villagers carrying torches and matches. They may catch Grasu and will kill it or wash where she goes before dawn and destroy the body. The legend said that people who are warned should be aware of Grasu because it can smell the blood and will come to eat the blood at night when people fall asleep. However, there are ways to prevent Grasu from coming inside the house. House owner usually build spiky fence or glow spiky bamboo to protect themselves from Grasu, as Grasu is scared of spiky things because it might get stuck and it could not escape.